NTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. The Texas Department of State Health Services reported there are now 279 measles cases within the state and 191 in Gaines County. In New Mexico, there are now 36 confirmed measles cases, with two of those in Eddy County and the remainder in Lee County. But the New Mexico Department of Health is warning residents in Guadalupe and Valencia counties they may have been exposed to the measles at the TA Travel Center in Santa Rosa on March 8th, at the Days Inn on Main Street in Las Lunas on March 8th and 9th, at Sopa's Restaurant in Bosque Farms on March 9th, or at Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church in Peralta on March 10th. A bill to raise the maximum rate that oil and gas companies are charged to drill on some estate-managed land in the Permian Basin advanced out of its final committee. The House Appropriations and Finance Committee voted 9-8 to send Senate Bill 23 to the New Mexico House of Representatives floor if it passes the House before the legislature adjourns on Saturday. Senate Bill 23 will go to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to sign or veto. The measure would raise the rate from 20% to 25%. The city of Roswell will work on pavement improvement on multiple streets starting on Friday and running through the end of the month. Look for work to be done on South Wyoming Avenue, West Hendrick Street, West 4th Street, North Louisiana Avenue, East 8th Street, North Michigan Avenue, Riverside Drive, North Lee Street, West 6th Street, West 5th Street, North Missouri Avenue, West Bland Street, West 9th Street, East 12th Street, North Kentucky Avenue, West 11th Street, North Pennsylvania Avenue, West 10th Street, and Alameda Street. And WalletHub released its recent study and rankings on the best and worst states for doctors in 2025. The study compared all 50 states plus the District of Columbia across 19 metrics. New Mexico ranked near the bottom of the list, coming in at 45 overall. In some of the individual metrics, New Mexico ranked 46th in medical environment and 41st in opportunity and competition. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.